Wa alaikum salam. All right, 3, 2, 1. Salam, everybody. Hello, welcome to the Finer Lines podcast. This is Mujib, and that's Hadi. We're starting off today's podcast. Today is March 10th. We're recording this at 8:29 p.m. on a wonderfully weathered Tuesday at 66 degrees. Today's topic is wasting food. And without further ado, Hadi, go ahead and start us off, man.
Alrighty, so I figured the best way to start this is with a bit of Quran. So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So, the word, like, you know, wasting in the Quran has been, like, mentioned about, or let's say wasting, living in extravagance, or living extravagantly. Like, these, the word, like, self, or Musrif has been mentioned about 23 times in the Quran. 15 of those times it's been used, it refers to those who have wasted themselves or who live wastefully and excessively. So from one surah, Surah Araf, and I'll put reference to these ayahs so that you viewers can please look back at these yourselves. And so this Surah Araf, the 7th surah, the 31st ayah, it says, O children of Adam, beautify yourselves for every place of worship, and eat and drink freely, but do not waste. Verily, he, Allah, does not love the waste. So that's one.
Correct.
One of these. So I handpicked some of these. There's so many. So I thought I'd choose ones that stand out. And then another one is Surah Al-Nam. That's the 6th Surah of the 141st. 6:141. That's the this verse. It says, "For it is He, Allah, who has brought unto being gardens, both the cultivated ones, those growing wild, and the date palm, and the fields bearing multiform produce, and the olive tree and the pomegranate, all resembling one another and yet so different. Eat of their fruit when it comes to fruition, give unto the poor their due and harvest labor, and do not waste God's purpose. Verily, He does not love the wasteful." Another emphasis. Talking about a lot of things Allah has created, all these different kinds of foods, these amazing things.
Exactly.
You know, at the very end, you know, and distribute it. You know, the emphasis on distribution and not being wasteful comes after that. So,
or even if like you do want to eat a lot, or you do make a lot of food, spread it to people who need it, or to spread it around so that way that food that you do make or that you do cook and like share with other people doesn't get thrown away like it does around the world. Obviously, throughout the years, we see like great examples of this happening more often than not. Like, for instance, during like Ramadan, a month where we're like supposed to fast and be like thankful for what we have and all this like kind of thing, people still like they eat more than they should. They like, I hate to say it, but they pig out and they really, really do waste a lot of food.
Yeah. And
there's people who take a whole plate full of food and half of it gets thrown away. The nice thing is like the place where we go to the mosque, the person in charge of the mosque, he has goats. So what he does is he takes the extra food and he throws it to the goats, and the goats will eat it, or the chickens will eat like the rice and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Which is good because we're not wasting it. It feeds the animals and stuff. But why not just save that food also for humans as well and go donate it to people who do need the food?
Yeah. And just to go with that right there, we've actually had same from our same masjid. Like, we would take it to a homeless shelter as well.
Correct. Yeah.
I mean, this is specific in Ramadan, though. Like, you know, because again, you know, we're supposed to be doing this normally, anyways.
Exactly. Like, exactly.
Not wait till 1 month to be very distributive. You know, try to do that anyways. But like, sometimes the food is like saved. Like, you know, if it's not finished, it's like saved for the next day because we'll be eating it. People always come to the kitchen to eat. So, but it's like that thing where like, you know, people like, you know, get a lot. It's like In Ramadan people are fasting, and I mean, this would definitely be a great conversation during Ramadan. But like, when some people who are like fasting, I don't know, maybe I'm in this category, I don't know, but it's like, they're like charging their appetite throughout the day, and then they're just letting go at night. Versus like,
Yeah,
and this is for all
exactly.
of us that like, we should like try to discipline that appetite, which is what it's for. It's not just the food,
Right.
it's everything else that we're prohibited from indulging in.
Right. And so, I don't know if you know this, but the US is actually the number one waster of all food, the country that wastes the most food. They do per capita, so I think that's per person, and this is in 2018, 209.7 pounds. Per person. And that's honestly a lot of food. But like right below it, right next to it's Belgium. And Belgium's a very, very small country with like a significant population much lower than ours. But they're at 192 pounds per person, which is crazy too. And then third is Canada, and Canada is at 172. So each one below the other is about like 15 or 16 difference, which is not the greatest, but it's not. I mean, it's horrible. Let's be honest. Like, the amount of food that the world wastes, it's 1.3 billion tons, which is realistically more food that can feed all the homeless, all the poor in the world.
Man.
And so, specifically here in the US, there are some rules in some states, like some laws, that prohibit restaurants that to from donating food that's already like what do you call it, been cooked and like not eaten but like just wasted, like it's too much, so they end up throwing it all away. But now there's like a certain, like, I guess, like, I wouldn't say trend maybe, but there's a certain group of people that will go around these dumpsters, specifically in New York, where they'll take out the handful of like brand fresh cilantro or like a day or two old cilantro and use that to cook for the homeless. They really have like these kitchens that are made for that purpose. And so if we continue that kind of like a path, we'll have one, a more sustainable lifestyle, two, a more healthy lifestyle, and three, just a better feeling of all around of feeding people that need the food as much as we do.
Yeah, I mean, one thing to definitely say, like, the world in general, like, we do not have a problem when it comes
Right.
to production. We can produce enough, like, the world itself, like, in all the world can produce enough to feed everybody. The issue we're dealing with, and this is very broad to say, and it's a lot deeper, our problem is distribution.
Well, it's not even distribution, it's always about greed as
I know,
well. And so there's some
I was
people
about
who are
to
like,
get into
I gotta have more food, I gotta have more food.
that.
But yeah.
I was about to get into that. I was gonna say the distribution
Yeah,
can take different forms.
distribution is a very hard problem because like a lot of people are like very biased towards who they should help more than others. So I feel like that's also a big issue in this whole concept.
Yes, you have those, like,
Anyway, continue, distribution, you
right. I
said.
mean, well, there you go. That's part of the point I was going to continue saying. But yeah, part of that distribution is like, those who have a lot and don't give, those who refuse to give,
Right.
and, well, you name it. There's like every type. And there's people who don't know they have a lot, don't know they need to.
Yeah. The oblivious.
And like, those who just want to have a lot, so they can always waste. And like, here's another verse in the Surah Al-Isra 17:27, where Allah
Right.
says, "Indeed, those who spend wastefully," or in other translations, "squanderers, those who spend wastefully are brothers of the shayateen, the deviants, and ever has Shaitan been to his Lord a denier of his." So like, these are the verses from God, Allah, in some of these senses. And like, that's good. I should think about that. Would you?
I honestly think, like in this world, like if we ate a little bit less, just enough to like fill us up for that meal until the next meal, or even past a little bit that meal, I think that extra food, that extra plate, could easily go to somebody else who comes in late or needs to eat as well. Like a good, like, so Ramadan's going to come up a lot in this topic because it's really relevant to Ramadan. So when standing in line to get the food, I'm usually like to stand last because one, it's humbleness, and two, it's like, I want to let everybody else who's had a harder day than I have. Because you never know what a person is going through, honestly. I just want to let that person, that older gentleman who has had a harder day, just go ahead of me. Just so he can get his meal in, so he can, like, feel better. He doesn't feel sick or whatnot, right? Because, honestly, I'm younger. I can survive. And not to rub it in, but, like, that's just how the way the world works. So, by the time I get up there, sometimes something that I wanted or I eyed before time to eat, before time to break our fast, I noticed that, oh, that thing is not there because two or three kids or a bunch of the older guys, they took, like, more than they should have. Like, for instance, like, at, like, well, I remember a couple years ago, there was, like, kebab on the actual, like, the table. Before I even got to a chance, there were people who had, like, just platefuls of kebab and, like, no rice or bread or anything, just eating that as their, like, meal, which is kind of messed up because I think everybody should at least have a piece or two. So that way you have one piece, or the other person has a piece or two. It equals everybody out. You know what I
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with that. Like, I remember there was one, like, value I was, like, taught as a kid. It's like when you're going to dish your plate, just think that there's 10 people behind you, at least. Like, you know, factor in that, you know, just factor in those behind you want exactly what you want. And, like, if right. there's two chickens, think you have to distribute that to 10. So, like,
exactly.
But, like, I mean, yeah.
It's like, I think some people just don't understand that concept.
What I mean, I remember, you remember a few weeks ago in Sunday school, one of the kids, I think it was like a whole pizza or something, they just threw in the trash.
I was going to bring that up earlier. I forgot to. The kid threw it away. He said, we laughed.
I remember. I was like, that didn't just go into the trash. That's going into the bucket.
Oh, it went in the trash because it was within 10 seconds of getting that slice of pizza. Oh, this one fell on the ground, so I got another one. I'm going to throw this one away.
That reminds me of the 5-second rule. And I was kind of discussing this a little bit earlier with another significant person. Individual, the 5-second rule. I think it's not a real thing.
It's a lot of baloney. We're gonna tell you that right now.
I don't think the germs are looking at their watches on their wrists and counting 5, 4.
Nope.
Don't think they have that system. I think the second the food touches the ground,
it gathers a lot of germs. It's very, very true. The 5-second rule is honestly just a lie kind of thing.
I think
to
it's
kids
like,
eat their food. But in reality, it collects a lot of germs. Yeah. So I was, I actually looked this up the other day. Surprisingly, in the Bible, well, not surprisingly, honestly, it's in the Bible as well. There's a couple verses about wasting food in there as well, and it's actually plain English, which makes it very interesting because I don't know, a lot of people that do waste, they, I don't know, they just waste a lot for no reason. So what the verse says is, when they have eaten enough, and this is in John 6:12-13. I'm just gonna read 12.
Thank you for the reference.
I don't feel like reading 13. Yeah, no problem. Look, I wrote this down. I'm a professional now. I am a professional.
I think we're sounding more professional now.
Anywho. Yeah, we're getting there. Anyway, so he said to his disciples, gather up the leftover pieces so that nothing will be lost. And that's a fair point. Whenever you have extra food, obviously, even what it said in the Quran, just use it or just put it back or to give it to somebody who needs it more than you. So that way you're not wasting
your
food.
You know, I came across another, to like add to that, thing about reasons why people are wasting. I was thinking that possibly one reason could be ungratefulness. And one verse made me think about it in this way as a possible reasoning. I apologize to our audience. I don't have the reference here, but I will get it next time. It is the 112th ayah in this surah, which I cannot name. I apologize. I don't have it, but I have its translation here. And Allah propounds to you an example. A town which was once secure and at ease, with its sustenance coming to it abundantly from all quarters, and which thereupon they refused to show gratitude towards Allah's blessings. And therefore Allah caused it, that town, to taste all embracing of embracing misery of hunger and fear in result of the evil that its people had so persistently brought about. So a simple, like, no showing of gratitude, like, resulted to an entire society ending with hunger and fear simply because they weren't grateful. So, like, I mean, sometimes when you feel like, you know, I'll explain in more simpler terms. You know, when you're playing Super Mario, you have the mushroom, yeah. Like, you're big.
Yeah, you got a bunch
of lives.
Yeah, you
feel less careful. You're more careful.
You know what? That analogy.
And then as soon as you lose that mushroom, what happens? Your fear.
You get small and then you get really scared
and
you're going to die.
Afraid that you're going to get hit by a turtle.
It's a...
Okay. I know, this is a very... This analogy...
It's not a turtle, but okay.
What is it? The Koopa's not a turtle?
It's a Koopa. It's not a turtle. It's a Koopa. It's a Koopa and a Goomba.
Dang.
Anyways, continue. Okay, I'm sorry.
But that was just the point I wanted to make. But like, yeah, I was hoping the two, you know, the verse and then the analogy to break it down.
That's all right. It happens.
Yeah.
Look, we're pros, but not pros yet. Okay, we're not Joe Rogan experience level yet.
No,
we're like episode number two. Okay, we're getting there. I promise, guys.
we're discussing things. Hopefully, not at the...
Oh yeah! Before we continue, you think this is a good time to plug our Instagram?
Yes.
Yes. All right. It is finer underscore lines. Wow, that was so hard. So it's literally FINER underscore the little line that goes under the line. Lines. LINES.
So let me repeat that so I can remember. Finer underscore lines.
Right. There's no numbers. There's no uppercases. There's no periods. There's nothing to worry about. Finer underscore lines. And you know what the best part of all of this is? It's a direct message. So you can always send us DMs. Hadi and I will look at them. We'll respond to them, or we'll send you.
Oh, we'll talk about them here. Let's anonymous.
Q&A. One of these episodes, one of these days, we will gladly do a Q&A of the finer lines. Any of these days, topic suggestions, website changes. You'll hear the first announcements on the when the episode
and
comes
we'll call
out.
It,
all kinds
we
of
we can
fun.
Call it finer questions.
Finer questions with the two finest guys on the internet. Of course. Come on, no. Let's be honest here.
Oh, I'll let you be honest.
I'm going to be 100% honest. This podcast thing is going great. Oh, you know what? We're staying on topic. I lied. We're staying on topic. Do you want more quotes from the Bible? Hey, but I feel like we should just go back to the statistics.
I would love to hear more statistics. Wouldn't you, audience? They all said yes, I'm thinking.
You know what? Let me... I can't remember the name of that place. So there's this kitchen... Like I mentioned earlier, the kitchen of the place where they dumpster dive and stuff like that. They make enough food for a lot of the homeless people. I can't remember exactly the number, but it's a significant amount of homeless people in New York. This also happens in LA and like the big, larger metropolitan cities. So the way it works is these guys go around to different like dumpsters behind restaurants usually, because restaurants have this policy where after a certain amount of days, they have to throw away the fruit and the vegetables and the materials that they have in the trash. They're not allowed to donate or anything because of like laws in the state or whatnot. Well, that law is now being changed in the United States. So that way, they can, what do you call it? They can like donate that food up to a quality where they it can feed people, not like obviously rotting food or half eaten food, so it doesn't make other people sick, but enough to like, yeah, because we got to protect the people, obviously. But I forgot what my point was gonna be. Oh yeah, so when they donate the food, this food gets repurposed either into soup or sandwiches or like nicer meals. A lot of meat gets thrown away as well, even if it's not close to its expiration date, just because they want fresh meat for restaurants, for instance. Or dairy has, like, they say a 7-day shelf life in these restaurants and stuff, just so they can get fresh dairy into these establishments. Well, that can be put towards the homeless to either make cereal or cake or bread or something to feed the homeless people. And I think it's a great concept. I think everybody should go look out for it, see what they can do to help people. Not only will it, you know, take some sin off of this life, it'll help in your next life if you believe in it. And if you don't, well, it's a good feeling to, you know, help other people, because that's what humanity is all about, because we're all intertwined.
It would together. Be great if we could give those who don't have fresh food instead of leftovers.
Yeah, and that's the nice thing, because I was watching the documentary on it, doing the research. These like group of like young people, they were like maybe 21 to like 25, 20, 21 to 30. So it's like a 10-year range, 9-year range, but like still, it's a good, healthy young group of people. They all were literally, they had a whole box, like a 50-pound box of like cilantro that they took to the restaurant, to their kitchen. They made, I can't remember what they made. They probably made like pesto or something for the pasta that they were making for the homeless people that night.
Mm.
And it's hot and fresh. It all gets boxed up. They get donations by millionaires or richer people or even just local people like you and I. And it helps out somebody in the neighborhood.
That's good.
Yeah. So if anybody's interested, go out, look to see if you have something in that in your area and help out. Because honestly, I know a lot of people that throw away their food. Like, a lot of people that throw away food. And if you make a little bit extra and it's in your will, within your power to help somebody, I think you should go ahead and do that.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I mean, like, even also, like, living more proportionately when it comes to food. It all comes down to that. If you want to not live or eat in excess, just aim for eating more proportionate, which is, like, don't like, okay, here's a quote from the prophet, like, peace be upon him, and this. He said, we are of people, and he's talking about him and those who are associated to him. He says, we are of people, when we're hungry we eat, but when we eat we do not eat until we are like completely full, like overstuffed, like, you know,
exactly.
So like, it's like they just satisfy that, just eat to, like, you know, as he's saying, is like, from what I understand, is eat to where it just satisfies the need to eat.
And you know what? That's like one of the big, like, techniques to like lose weight as well. So every year, obviously, a lot of people, they say they want to lose weight for New Year's Eve, correct? Or for New Year's resolutions, correct?
Yeah.
Right? So a good way to do it is, eat enough that fills you up. Don't eat more. Don't eat less. I mean, you can always eat less, but just eat enough that fills you up. So that way you're not overeating and not eating too many calories, so you get fat. You're starting to lose weight when you eat enough at all your meals. Anything in between can be very small. And so if we do that while we're like being conscious of how much we're making, how much we're eating, we're wasting less.
That's true. I know there's a lot of health.
See the profit.
There's like go ahead.
The prophet knew 1,500 years ago how to lose weight. We just didn't follow it.
Well, they were also dealing with famine.
All right. That's different, all right? We're not going to mention that. No, I'm just kidding. We have to mention it, but still.
I mean, not that there wasn't time when they had food, but they were also dealing with famine, too. Like, even in that situation, he's still giving advice on how to take care of yourself.
Exactly, and it's honestly the best advice you could ever get.
Give a message that's universal to all times, to people from everywhere.
Oh, for all times, yeah. I completely 100% agree. That's honestly the best way we should live our lives. Be healthy. Stop being Stop eating so much chips. I think that's another
that's,
issue.
You know, for those who do, I do have some ayahs for those who do feel like they may eat a lot, or they feel like they do eat more chips than they should. I do want to share these verses. I thought they were beautiful. This is Surah Az-Zumar, verse 53. So that's 39:53. Allah is telling the Prophet to say, "O my subjects who have transgressed against themselves." You know, those who they also can also be interpreted as those who have wasted themselves. "Do not despair in Allah and the mercy of Allah. Indeed, Allah forgives all sins. Indeed, it is He who is forgiving and the merciful." So that's like the one, like, open door to Allah's mercy. Because, like, you know, if we all, like, if at any point, you know, we feel like, you know, we kind of, we ate a lot. Sometimes you overdid it. It'll happen. It happens to me sometimes once in a while. Okay, happened to me the other day, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
So, you know, you get to that point, you do feel bad. You're like, okay, tomorrow I'm not eating a thing. And then, you know what happens. You end up eating something.
And then you wake up in the morning, you have 3 eggs with bread, and I eat it with ketchup. Then for lunch, you got like 6 slices of pizza. And then for dinner, you got a whole chicken for dinner as well. I know how it goes.
Okay. Wow. Has that ever been?
I just put down a whole meal that can feed a whole family of 3 or 4.
So this verse is pertaining to certain people, but
like yours truly, all right? I love all right, food,
so
okay?
so with that, this is a perfect example, because there's another verse that kind of complements this one. It's on Surah Ali Imran. This is chapter 3:147. It says,
right,
and it's a here's it's like a du'a. It says, "O my sustainer, forgive us of our sins and lack of moderation in our doings, and make firm our steps and secure us against people who deny the truth." So, if one feels like, I'm talking about you, and by you, I mean the general you, not you specifically, not you, Mujib. Okay, this is
no, it's to all me, of let's us. Be honest.
We do feel it's to all of us. I want to humble everyone in the world,
right?
Including myself. Especially, it's like if we do, like from the previous verse, if we do feel like, you know, we have, you know, we feel like you're in a hopeless state of wasting all the time, and you know, Allah will not forgive you for that. Allah's saying, don't be in, you know, despair over that, that His mercy will not be open to us. And then, you know, and then when you read like this, like this part of the du'a that comes in the second ayah, where it says, "Oh my sustainer, forgive us of our sins, our, see, it's all a we, our sins and lack of moderation in our doings." So not eating proportionately.
Right.
Or like, this isn't one, this could be in a lot of things. This could be an act. But if we're to be specific in, like, let's say wasting, I think this is all it could be pertaining, possibly.
Yeah, I think that applies to everybody. And that's honestly the best way to end an episode too, because we really should, as a society, stop wasting so much food, even water, honestly. Water too, we waste so much of. Like, I'm guilty of this. I brush my teeth with the water running sometimes, and that's probably the worst thing you could ever do for this planet. And if we just save a little bit of energy and water and food, we'll all be better human beings at the end of the day.
That's true. And you know what practice I do? Especially, like, instance, like, wudu. And, like, I know, like, I remember I used to do this, but keep the water on and still, like, you know, use water. But I practiced, and you know, I still do this today. Like, you know, it's a good practice. Just turn the water on for what you need.
Exactly.
And then turn it off.
So, yeah.
And that's just one advice I just wanted to give. Worked for me. You know, you conserve water a little bit more. Yeah. but yeah, I think this is obviously a very broad topic.
We can deepen it more on the next episodes. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Are we going to call it there?
All right.
Sounds good. We'll all right. So there. Just to reiterate, where can they find us on Instagram?
Finer
That is right. Finer_lines. Alrighty. Hadi, this was me. That's Hadi. Good. Thank you guys for listening so much. Thank you. So we really do appreciate it. Any feedback will be considered for the next episode. Next episode topic is a surprise. Just because we still haven't figured it out, but it's a surprise to all of us.
Hey, I was just about to say that.
Anyways, we'll call it there. Yeah. All right. Good afternoon, everybody. Goodbye.
All right. Assalamu alaikum, everyone.